All right, what's up? Welcome to the VSL Quick Start Guide, how to become a world-class VSL artist. This is the tools that I've been using to make some of the monster campaigns. I'm gonna share with you what's been working for me, what's been helping us dominate the industry, how to create world-class bangers. This is the exact same process that I run my internal team through when they come on to join me, because I gotta make them blow some shit up, right? We gotta make some campaigns that go batshit nuclear, and that's what we're about to do together, right? So if you, in this VSL masterclass, I'm gonna break down everything, right? I'm gonna teach you all of the secrets that I've learned about how to make VSLs, but there's really one secret that kind of trumps it all that makes all the other secrets, like, you don't even need to know them. You can become massively successful without really understanding very much else besides what I'm about to reveal in this one video. And if you're a killer, this is pretty much all you really need, right? One system to be able to easily churn out VSLs and easily churn out monster swings that can make your campaigns some of the biggest on the planet, right? How to make some rock solid banger campaigns easily, even if you're not a great writer, even if you don't know what you're doing, or even if you have a B player writer working for you, right? This is it, and this is all you really need to know how to do. So I'm gonna start with this, right? Somebody asked Craig a long time ago, hey, are you still writing? And he's like, yeah, I'm still writing because I tried hiring a bunch of people and they all fucking suck, right? None of them has written me a winner. And if you ask me, that's a pretty depressing quote, right? It's a pretty depressing quote. If the best guy on the planet can't make it happen, what hope do we all have? What hope do we all have to make this thing work? And I'll tell you what, here's a quiz, right? I was a D student, right? How was I able to break through when all the other top copywriters failed? How do you go and get better results than some of the top guys in the industry, even if you haven't even touched a book on copywriting in years, even if you haven't touched a book on sales in years? How do you actually become world class? And I'll tell you what, right? I'll tell you how it all started for me, right? Because at the beginning, I thought I needed to know everything. I was reading all the books. I was taking all the courses. I was doing everything I could. I was trying to be an affiliate. I was losing, 7 failed businesses in a row, losing. I got a job as a media buyer at an affiliate network. The guy gave me a credit card. I was losing a bunch of money. One day, I was advertising on redirect.com. One day, my boss is pissed at me because I was losing him so much money. And we're advertising on a website called redirect.com. And my boss knew the owner of the website. His name was Scott Richter. He's this legendary email marketer from, like, you know, back in the days. And he calls up Scott and he's like, hey, Scott, my media buyer is losing a ton of money on your stupid website, redirect.com. How does he stop losing money? Like, what do we do to start making money on your platform? And the guy goes, hey, hold on for a second. Right? And looks around and is like, yeah, hey, so there's this guy, he's spending like $700 a day spending this like brain supplement, this nootropic. And he's been doing it for the past, you know, weeks, right? It looks like he's probably making a lot of money off this. Here's his landing page. Here's his ad. Here's the offer that he's running. Go set it up. And I was like, oh my God. Like, they just handed me this campaign all of a sudden. And I downloaded it with SiteSucker. I uploaded it to my server. I went to the affiliate network that had the same link with it. And I opened up the And I launched the campaign exactly where it was running, and boom, $100 day. First time in my life, right out of the blue. It came all of a sudden. It just fucking worked for me, right? It just worked. This idea of swiping. Somebody just handed me what somebody else was doing. I was running his ads, and I got his same exact results, right? I just followed exactly what I was doing, and that shit started working, right? Instead of listening to what people say, watching what they do, right? Watching what they do. So I spent the next, you know, year and a half as an affiliate just ripping, just learning, just going from all these different niches, swiping the best guys in the world and uploading it to my servers. That's what the entire affiliate world, affiliate industry does. That's why they're called some of the laziest marketers in the world, by the way, because they just rip other people's stuff. They know so much more than 99% of marketers by knowing so much less by 99% of marketers, because they download a landing page, they upload it, and then they see it works, and they go, wow, running something with an authority figure on the top really, really works. Wow, skincare is a really big niche. All of a sudden, they just discover it through osmosis by ripping. They don't ask any questions. They just rip it and upload it, right? So here was the next thing. When I got into e-commerce and I moved out of supplements into e-commerce, there was nothing to swipe, right? There was nothing to swipe. I was in a, I already told you in the last video, things were struggling. And then what happened? We were like, oh, these other, landing pages were doing so well for us. Why don't we just rewrite them? So we started rewriting them like Mad Libs, and they exploded, right? We eventually figured out the system. We got it to working, and it all came from just rewriting winning formulas before, rewriting the stuff that came before us. This was me when we were starting swiping, and next thing we know, light blew up, and things were just cranking out in the Caribbean. So here's a pop quiz, right? Here's a pop quiz for you. I want you to imagine you're a senior in high school and you're walking into a test that you didn't study for, right? And if you don't pass this test, your mother's gonna ban you from summer vacation. You didn't study it. You have no idea. You have no hope. There's nothing. And if you do pass the test, your mom's gonna get you a BMW and you're gonna have the time of your life over on summer vacation, right? What do you do? How do you pass the test if you didn't study for the test? Answer: you sit next to the Asian guy and you model off your neighbor, right? You model off your neighbor, aka you're swiping 101. You find the rich people and you download their stuff. Here's what I was studying beforehand. Here's what everybody thought you have to know, right? Here's what I study now. After I discovered the power of swiping and the power of reverse engineering winning campaigns, this is all I did. I spent my life looking at what people doing, not listening to what people were saying. That was kind of my whole thing, right? Swiping is it. All of my best students are masters at swiping. They get swiping, right? And this is something Tony Robbins teaches, right? Obviously, you don't copy the whole test or you're gonna create fucking monster problems, right? That's why we call it modeling, where you copy 90% of it and then you be creative on the final 10%, right? Where you kind of figure it out on your own. But besides for that, that's it, right? This is what Tony Robbins teaches, modeling the biggest people on earth. This is what it actually means to be modeling the biggest people on earth, right? Trying to pass the test when you know this is your only hope at getting the results you have to do, when this is your only hope on not getting banned and having your summer vacation where you can go out and have friends. This is the fastest way to go it, right? So here is the game plan, right? This is what we do over here. We rewrite the biggest campaigns on earth. There's a great book called Steal Like an Artist. Steal Like an Artist. All of the best books, best ideas you've ever heard in your whole life, all came from somebody else that came from before the person that wrote the book. That's the whole thing. If you look at Joel Marion's story, if you know Joel Marion, he founded BioTrust. BioTrust went from zero to $100 million in 12 months. My dream was to also go zero to $100 million in 12 months. And Joel Marion did that, right? He did that with BioTrust. It's still my dream. I think I'm going to try to do that with this program. But when they asked him how he did it, because he had some writing chops, he was like writing out as a newsletter, but he's never been a copywriter before. When they asked how he did it, he said, "Yeah, I just went on all the biggest, I rewrote all the biggest campaigns on ClickBank. Went back in 2016 and it exploded." Right? That's all he did. He just rewrote the biggest campaigns and they exploded from him, and he went from zero to 100 million in 12 months. He was just very early in the supplement space, right? And that's what I did exactly the same. Everything we do is basically like rewriting scripts like Mad Libs, right? If you look at this on the right-hand side, this is a Mad Lib, right? It's copy that's done for you, and then you insert the problem here. And then you insert the authority figure here. And then you insert the storyline here, whatever story it was. Everything that you sell on the internet, all has is just, there's only so many pieces to the puzzle when you're trying to sell something, right? There's the problems, there's the emotional problems, there's the authority figures, there's the big idea, there's the close, there's the ingredients or the techniques that you put in your course or the features that you put on your product, like to make the bicycle stand up correctly, right? It all kind of, there's only so many things you can say if you're trying to inspire someone to buy a product, because there's always just, it's just, you got a problem, we're solving the problem, here's how we're solving the problem. Like, it's buy now, right? Buy now, bitches, right? There's only so many ways you can kind of say it. So once you have those pieces, all you kind of do is plug it into a storyline. So what you're looking for, right? This is literally me. People think I'm a genius. It just literally looks like this. This is a shot of me writing a VSL script, just staying in between the lines, right? Multi-seven figures a month come out just by staying between the lines. Staying between the lines. I have this problem solution document, by the way. This is what you'll see later on in the when we come over the kindergarten simple pitch, but this really helps you like just plug and play different things, right? If you're plugging and playing stuff like this, I'm going to show you how to create one of these emotional, pieces right here, where like you just write down what's the physical problem, What's the emotional problem, right? Insert physical problem, insert emotional problem, insert root cause of the problem, insert the solution, insert the techniques, insert the benefit, insert the emotional benefits you get. Oh, you're gonna be seen above your peers and have peace of mind and just feel like you're worthy again. And people are gonna love you and recognize you for all that you've done. That's core of it, right? So it's getting these key pieces of your story, of your offer, and plugging it into winning scripts, right? Plugging it into winning scripts. Let me tell you another story. This is the tale of two copywriters, the Virgin and the Chad. Two copywriters all started 10 years ago. They've been studying the same materials. They both have dreams of becoming some of the best in the world so that they can just live an extraordinary life. Copywriter number one wants to prove about how smart he is. He wears glasses and he's a genius, right? He studies all the books, he reads all the courses, and he locks himself in a room and tries working on VSL. Guess what? It fucking bombs. It goes to zero. He has no idea why. He's frustrated, he's sad, and he just feels like he wants to give up on life. And then there's this guy named Chad, this copywriter. He doesn't give a fuck about what anybody thinks. He doesn't care about where these ideas come from. He doesn't care about being creative. All he cares about is GTM. Get the money. Get straight to the money. Go straight to the money. He knows that he can't really write this himself, right? There's no way that he's going to be able to do this because he's just not smart enough, right? He can't do it. So he finds the top seven campaigns on the planet. He breaks them down into little Mad Libs, and he just rewrites them. He learns why they work by rewriting them, and he adds no creativity. He does not try to take a new path to the top of Mount Everest, and he simply rewrites it, and it explodes. And everybody thinks he's a creative genius because he's making all this money, but the fact, the opposite is true. He has no idea anything that's going on, besides for the fact that all he did was rewrite winning campaigns, and kaboom, things worked. He spends all of his time studying the spy tools, and he spends all of his time just breaking down winning campaigns and reverse engineering winning campaigns, right? He ends up studying so many winning campaigns that he has a toolbox of campaigns in his back pocket. So whenever he sees a story, he's like, oh, that sounds like this other campaign that blew up in the past. So I can just easily rewrite that one, and then I'm going to have a really solid shot at making a world-class shot at my dreams, making a world-class VSL that explodes. After about a year, Chad uncovers some universal truths, kind of like what I discovered in my own life, right? He tested so many VSLs that all of a sudden he understands the power of unique mechanisms, the power of authority figures, the power of the story and the storyline, and why stories are better than lectures, right? He starts to do this not because he's smarter than everybody, just because he just saw it over and over again, and he was putting money behind his ads in order to do this. So yes, I'm going to teach you all of those secrets, right? Authority figures, mechanisms, storylines, like reluctant heroes, all those pieces, but you don't really need it, right? I used to be the guy who was studying, and then I got shitty results, and then somebody was like, wow, if you were actually good, you'd be making bank. How much money did you make yesterday on Facebook? I said no, and then he's like, you must actually suck balls. And then I realized, man, I guess I suck balls, so I need to focus and start making money. And then I started doing what this guy does, the Chad does, and things started to explode. So the moral is stop studying and start stealing like an artist, right? Your one and only job is just to get a swipe file, which I'm putting together for you in this program, and then swipe the swipe file, right? Follow the paths to Mount Everest. These guys wrote these words in these orders and it blew up. They sold the product in this order and it blew up. You are collecting formulas, sales formulas, and that's what is going to work. The only people worth studying are the biggest guys on the planet. Don't listen to anybody else, right? That is kind of it, right? Don't listen to that stupid asshole who went from $500 a day to $5,000 a day, because the guys I'm showing you are doing 10 times the size of that. 10 times. 10 times the size of that, right? Size of that. We are the average of our five closest friends, so we just surround ourselves by people who are bigger than us. That includes big-ass scripts from people who are better than us and reverse engineering them. I'm going to break down to that a little bit more. Respect the guys. When you see guys who are at the top, they blaze their trail to the top. Respect their footsteps. Pay attention to the details and follow them in faith, right? There's a way what they're doing works, and what you're doing isn't getting the results that they're getting. So let's do what they're doing, not what you want to do, because they're the smart ones. We just listen to the rich people, even if that's not you. We just listen to the rich people, and the rich people are the guys who are crushing it the biggest online, and we model them and we study them. Here's a video on advertising evolution I want you to watch next, because it's also a very, very important piece on how hard it is to even optimize VSLs in the first place because of all the billions upon billions of split tests that have happened in the industries before we even got here. Thanks. See you in the next one.